Just in honour of Father's Day, I'd like to share a joke one of the kids shared with me yesterday about a little boy who wanted to see time fly through, so he threw his alarm clock out the window. Now, I've discovered the other way to make time fly is to agree to do a sermon. Because time comes around pretty quick. And and there's a lot to learn in the preparation, and it gives an appreciation for those who do it all the time. Go through stages of thinking, what will I speak on? Have I got enough? No, I've got too much. How's anyone going to understand? And so, when we look to Christ for our strength, we seek to put it in His hands this morning. And I've been encouraged and humbled by the amount of people who've texted me saying they're praying for me from Akron in America to Victoria. So we're just going to put this in God's hands now as we come to His Word. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for a great opportunity to come this morning to worship You. Thank You for the words we've been singing, "Because He Lives, I Can Face Tomorrow." Thank You for the truth in those words. Thank You that we can come to Your Word and to see You reveal Yourself in it. And we just ask that You might help us to understand this morning. We just place this in Your hands now. In Jesus' name, amen. Something I've been noticing, and it's probably been happening a long time, is that we're becoming a nation of consumers. And whether that's in politics or everyday life, we have gotten to a point where we have some unrealistic expectations sometimes, just because of the nature of probably shortcutting things in our lives. And we can all have that, and we go to Woolies or Coles, and we shortcut the process of us having to get food because someone else has done that for us. We can then buy that, therefore saving us a lot of time and giving us all this free time, which we don't seem to have much of. And we can bring that attitude, that consumer attitude, towards Christianity and towards the Lord, towards each other, and have expectations that aren't real or that shouldn't be there. And we can see from the verses that Zach read in Ezekiel 33, chapter 33, verses 30 to 33, that the people had become consumers. They'd come to be entertained rather than edified. So just in a quick summary of Ezekiel, and that seems like a hard thing to say because there's so much in that book. And I've tried to read as much of it as I can. It just, there's a massive amount there. So just in a quick summary, Ezekiel was a faithful preacher telling people about God's judgment and salvation. And that begs the question, do we tell others about the Lord? He laid on his side for 390 days, eating once a day a 1 ounce meal. Showed no sorrow or grief when his wife died. Are we prepared to do anything for the Lord's sake despite what others might think? He obeyed faithfully and proclaimed God's words. He preached and demonstrated God's truths. Ezekiel lived what he preached. In short, Ezekiel was a good example of a hearer and a doer of God's word. So the question this morning is, are we, I should have said this at the start, are we consumers or are we consumed with God? So in the verse that Zach read from Ezekiel 33, we see that the people are hearing the message from God and they aren't doing anything about it. And in verse 32, it says, "Indeed, you are to them a lovely song of one who has a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. For they hear your words, but they do not do them." And we see these words echoed in James as well. And there's a constant reminder from God's word that we need to be doers as well as hearers of his word. So these people were coming to be entertained by Ezekiel, not edified by the word of God. And when we are hearers of the word and not doers, we can do the same thing. And in our day and age, we have so much access to God's word. And we can easily deceive ourselves, as it says in James. And I'll just read that. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. So we can deceive ourselves into thinking that by downloading sermons, coming to church, hearing a message, going to a church camp, hearing a message, taking lots of notes, and then not doing anything about it. The people in Ezekiel's time had become consumers. And when we get to that point, we can end up becoming quite cynical and being spectators of Christianity instead of participants. We're spectators. We can see all that might be wrong. We can point out all the problems, but we don't want to be part of the solution. And we can end up in that stage that Callum Thomas spoke to us about last week. And if you weren't at the church camp, it's a little hard for me to explain, but he had four chairs and the different stages of being a Christian. And the third one was being that we get stuck in the milk feeder stage of being a Christian, and we want to be fed all the time, and we can grow into spiritual babies. And a preacher that I often listen to, and I used to listen to with my grandfather, Vance Havner, he's from North Carolina in the US. He died in 1986, preached through the 20s through to the 80s. And he spoke of a group of people that got stuck. And perhaps when I read this, you'll understand how this man used humour to drive home a point. Vance Havner spoke years ago of a crowd like this. If the wrath of God was preached, he was too severe. If the grace of God was preached, too sentimental. If he moves around, he's a sensationalist. If he stands still, he's a statue. They've become milk feeders, keeping the pastor busy with a milk bottle all week. Then when they call a new pastor or a new man, they say, I don't like him. He changed my formula. And we can be like that. And it's a subtle thing that comes upon us. And so we need to be careful to not only hear the word, and we certainly need to, and there's nothing wrong with downloading sermons and exposing ourselves to the word of God, but that comes with responsibility to do something. And whatever that might be. So when we're hearers and not doers of the word of God, the consumer mindset becomes normal, and we end up being a Christian or wanting to be a Christian for the blessing and not for the blesser. And it becomes about what can God give us, what can I get? And we need to remember that what he's done, as we've been singing this morning, what he's done and what Dale reminded us for at the communion table, that God sent his son for us to forgive our sins. Then in James chapter 2 verse 26 we read, as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. And Ephesians 2 8 and 9, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works that one can boast. True faith always results in works. But the works do not justify us. Faith brings us salvation by grace, and active obedience to God demonstrates that our faith is genuine. And this is motivated out of love for him and what he has done for us, not motivated from the blessings that he might give us, or what we might think we want to get. And then in Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 7, and this is what took my attention when I was reading this a week or two ago. In my Bible, the heading says, "What Christians Should Do." And it says, "Not carnality, but Christ." So I'll just read that, Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 7, if you want to turn there. Actually, I'll go to verse 11. "If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on earth. For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. Therefore put to death your members which are on earth, fornication, uncleanliness, passion, evil desire and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man, who is renewed in the knowledge according to the image of him who created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all." Instead of being consumers, we need to be consumed with the one who created the earth, created us, sent his son to be sacrificed for our sin, therefore making a way to be restored and redeemed to him, and made it possible for us to live the Christian life through him, Christ our life, as we've read in Colossians. We need to be consumed with the blesser, not the blessing, although we should of course be thankful for the many blessings we receive from knowing the Lord. We should, as the word says in Colossians 3, set our minds on things above, not on earthly things. When we are consumed with him, we will put away sinful behaviour or turn away from it, as listed in the text there. When we're consumed with God, our lives will be ones of eternal perspective. And this earth and the things in this earth will have their proper place. We will not only be hearers but doers, and doers in his strength. So is Christ this morning all in and, I'll start again, is Christ all and in all our lives? It's often great, and I'm thankful to be part of a church where we've got so many kids, and the kids' perspective is something that we often can overlook, but it's so important to have little ones with us and just to encourage us and remind us not only that we're old, but that sometimes we overlook the simple things. And as I've been preparing this little book, a devotional, it's called "Jesus Wants All of Me," and it just kept, every time I'd shuffle things around, I'd see it, and that little title just kept sticking with me. And it's just so simple. That's what he wants. He wants all of me. Do we want all of him? Or is he an additive to our life? He should be our life. This small word, all, it's quite small and three letters. And often it's mentioned in this building every Sunday in a hymn or in the word which we've read this morning. Just some of the hymns: "All to Jesus I Surrender," "All for Jesus," "None of Self, All of Thee," which we'll sing shortly. And through a lot of these familiar verses that we read, that little word all. And as we read, as we see in the end of verse 11, Christ is all and in all. And we often want to add Christ to our life instead of him being our life. We often talk in a way, and perhaps it's just the language we use, we segregate our lives, work, home, Christian life. There should only be one life, the Christian life. And when we're consumed with him, that is possible. Then in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 10, we read a verse there that says, "As sorrow, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, and yet possessing all." This is verse, and the verses before it are paradoxes of that can take a little bit of working through, but this paradox of having nothing but having all has to do with where our ownership lies, our relationships, our earthly possessions. And when we can get on top of our ownership issues and that everything we have is the Lord's, and that when we've handed that over and we're not hanging on to it, it gives the devil a lot less leverage on us with temptation and the temptation to put earthly things above him. And the devil may tempt us and say, "I'll give you this, I'll give you that." And the Christian can say, "I've got everything." Then when the devil says, "I'll take this and I'll take that," the Christian says, "You can't, I've got everything. Sorry, you can't, I haven't got anything." And this verse from the hymn called Himself by A.B. Simpson reminds us of the change that we need from consumer to consumed. Once it was a blessing, now it is the Lord. Once it was the feeling, now it is his word. Once his gift I wanted, now the giver I own. Once I sought for healing, now himself alone. And often we'll be in a process of that, and it's thankful that we serve a God who's so gracious and patient with us as we learn, as we let things go, as we sometimes pick them up again and let them go, and go through those processes which can be quite challenging and frustrating, and thinking that, "Lord, I should be better than this. It should be able to be about you and you alone." But we live in a world and an earth, a subtle culture that presents things that aren't necessarily sin, but things that can become sin pretty quick in a subtle manner. So, are there things that we need to act on that God has been showing us from his word, in whatever way that comes through, listening to sermons on the internet or coming to church? And we're blessed to be presented with God's word each week, and we need to be thankful for that, and we need to remember the responsibility that comes with that by hearing. We have a soft heart towards change, towards what God wants to change in our lives. When we are consumed with him, all the consumables of this time on earth will have their rightful place. There's only one safe and sure centre of Christian experience, and that is Jesus Christ. Stand on any other point, no matter how good, and you will become lopsided. Stand with him, and you will keep your balance for all things, for by him all things consist. So as we grow in this life, we need to remember that this life is just Christ, more of Christ and less of self. And be thankful for him as we progress through that, and as it, as we decrease, that he might increase. Let's just pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness to us. We thank you for your patience, love and care as we battle with different things. Lord, help us to remember that with knowledge comes responsibility, and as we open your word and read it, as we hear it proclaimed, as we hear it preached in many forms, perhaps got more access to your word than ever at any time before. Help us to be willing to be changed by you, and to, Lord, just be prepared to sacrifice what we need to, no matter the cost. Thank you, Lord, in your name.